Lord, give us the heart to love our enemies, to bless those who curse us, and to do good to those who hate us. Amen. Jesus began speaking. It starts with an evil thought from the enemy and morphs into an unnatural and demonic idea and subsequent dark plan. This is how communism and Nazism gives rise to start wars by forcefully taking control of the people of other nations. Those who resist will simply be eliminated. They start with the youth in their own countries and begin the brainwashing process by reducing their intended subjects' ability to think independently and to introduce new, unwanted thoughts and ideas into their minds. This induction process over a period of time changes their attitudes and beliefs. It is how governments get those they govern to cooperate with them. These young subjects start to believe that human trafficking, murder, and genocide is acceptable if done for the greater good of the people. They are taught to consider themselves patriots and mercenaries who are serving a higher purpose. Ultimately, the enemy succeeds in the breaking down of the self, introducing the possibility of salvation through evil means, and a good example of this is the communist pilots who bombed Pearl Harbor in World War II and killed innocent people just before crashing down to their own deaths. The last step in mind control is the rebuilding of the subject's self into a new and twisted thought process, which produces an entirely different and very much distorted attitude towards their fellow man. What can be done about this, you ask, Elizabeth? Remember the vision I gave you during your group praise and worship. And here the Lord is referring to a vision in which our entire group was kneeling at the foot of the cross. Blessed Mother Mary was in the middle, and we were lined up 5 to her right and 5 to her left. Our heads were bowed low to the ground, demonstrating reverence and great humility before Jesus, who hung on the cross. Then large teardrops of the Lord's shed blood fell upon the top of each of our heads. The blood then ran down our faces and into our opened, palm-up hands. The music playing in the background was Holy Hands. When his blood reached our palms, it formed crosses in each hand, and I heard him say the words, "You are being made ready." Jesus continued, "Darkness cannot penetrate love. When my people cooperate with the Holy Spirit, this most powerful and strong emotion of love cannot be breached. When you are clothed with my love, everything else of concern and trouble, and what others may do to you, washes over you like water off a duck's back." I said, "Lord, did you really just say that?" "Yes, love, rest assured, it's me speaking." I laughed when I heard him say those words, because my mother would say that phrase when other students at school or friends would tease or criticize us for being Christians. "There will come a time," Jesus continued, "where you and your brothers and sisters will be greatly tested and come in contact with those who are operating with an ugly, distorted mindset. Remember, I am forming you now and working in all of you to ready you to be so filled with my Spirit that your total focus will be on me, loving your enemies, praying for them, and crying out to me for the saving of their souls." And that was the end of his message. God bless you, dear heart dwellers, and may the Lord keep us safe until he returns for us.